It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk some Atlanta United with our man and analyst, Jason Longshore, who joins us on the WaitForward.com hotline. Jason, and first thing is, we got to get this cleared up. Was it 10 saves by Brad or was it 9 saves? I originally saw 9 over the weekend, tweeted at Brad, told him great job, and then somebody said it was 10. It's a lot either way, but officially, 9 or 10 saves?
See, I had seen 9 as well, but then I've seen a few people say 10. 9 is what I'm looking at right in front of me now, so okay. I'm going to go with that.
All right, fair enough. With that said, your initial take on how this game played out. Mike and I was talking about this, you know, and we're both like, we're wiping our brow, like, whoo, kind of lucky, man. I felt lucky to get a draw.
Yeah, that's what happens on the road in this league, especially against a team like NYCFC. They had only lost 5 games at Yankee Stadium since Patrick Vieira took over ahead of the 2016 season. They're a really difficult team to beat there, let alone get anything out of that. I mean, they're 6-0-0 this season going into this one. So to come out of there with a point, I mean, you're happy to get the point and get out of there. Mm-hmm. Second half was a little dicey, though, and you were under maybe the most sustained pressure outside of the match in Minnesota, a man down, that we've seen all season.
And that's the thing. You know, we knew going into this, Jason, some people said, well, you're making too much about the size of the pitch. But it is a decisive advantage why NYC had not lost there. You know, and you look at and you see it. It doesn't pass the eye test on television. We want to have room to move. That's why I thought it was great that Gressel was able in space to operate. What a beautiful shot, obviously, by Joseph on the finish.
Yeah, you need to open a team up that wants to press you like NYC did. And you just can't on that field. It's impossible to find the space out wide. The ball from Gressel was one of the few times that you had a chance to get the ball wide, and Julian is so good at getting his head up and not just whipping in a blind cross and hoping it finds somebody, but actually picking out a target and putting a name on it, you know? And he picked Joseph out, dropped it right over the center back, and Joseph with a perfect header into the ground. Sean Johnson had no chance to make the save.
Jason Longshore, our guest, guys. You listen to him along with our own Mike Conti right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as they call the Atlanta United games. I tweeted at you this morning and said, is there any news on Miggy with the health concerns? What do you know now?
Tata Martino spoke today, and he said he doesn't think it's serious, but it's such a short turnaround for Columbus that they're going to wait and see. He kind of hinted that Almiron is not going to play in Columbus. He said he probably could play then a week later in the Open Cup round of 16 match against Chicago. I think it's just the quick turnaround that's going to make it more difficult, and it's just going to depend on the pain threshold for Almiron if he can play with it. He tried to go, you know, roughly the whole first half because the injury happened really early, and he was laboring a bit.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, it's a long season now. You mentioned the middle of the week match with Columbus. That's no easy shakes by any stretch. We'll get to that in a second. But first, talk about this match with Jason Longshore. You'll hear him with Mike Conti on that call coming up on Wednesday. He joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Good for us that Vieira, the NYCFC coach, is leaving to go to Europe?
I think it is. I think the manager that they've brought in, Dominic Torrent, who has been Pep Guardiola's right-hand man, you know, since they were at Barca B together before Guardiola even got the first team job at Barca, is going to come in with a ton of great ideas. He just hasn't been in charge of a team very much in his career. He's generally been the lead assistant. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to quantify that little bit extra, you know, that makes you a great manager. Some managers, some coaches are just great assistants and not comfortable being the head guy. So we'll have to see how he adjusts to that. But pedigree is off the charts. Ability is off the charts. Obviously, he's won plenty of things with Pep Guardiola. Mm-hmm. But how long of a transition is it going to be for him coming in for Vieira? That's the question for NYC. What you saw on Saturday in the second half, though, was a team that was incredibly motivated to send their manager out on a high, because these players really enjoyed playing for Patrick Vieira and felt like he brought a lot to the table for them, and they didn't want to send him out with a loss, the first loss of the season at Yankee Stadium, and they fought back and got something out of it.
Jason, looking ahead, Columbus Crew, you know, you talk about the Eastern Conference powers. It's, well, us and them. Mm-hmm. And how do we get, you know, pressure on the ball against this team on Wednesday?
Yeah, Columbus is an interesting team. They like to dominate possession. They constantly want to build out of the back, and they want to create opportunities through possession, where you see some teams like the New York Red Bulls, who they played on Saturday, want to create opportunities on a turnover. Columbus wants to sustain some possession and build up an attack that way. You want to throw them off. You want to pick your spots to press. They're a difficult team to press all over the field, but you want to pick the right guys to press. When Zach Steffen, the goalkeeper, has the ball at his feet, you want to press him, force him to give it back to you. You want to press Jonathan Mensah, who's a great 1v1 center back. Possession-wise, he's prone to making some turnovers. Lalas Abubakar is a first-year starter. You want to pressure him. You want to pick your spots, though, and that's the challenge against the Columbus team that hasn't lost in 9 matches and is just very comfortable working the ball around.
Jason, same goalkeeper we saw in the playoff game last year because he was pretty good.
It should be. He played for the U.S. national team in France on Saturday, played 90 minutes. Goalkeeper, not as much of a challenge to play, come back across the pond, play on Wednesday. The bigger question for me is Will Trapp, who's been their captain. Defensive midfielder, plays that number 6 role like Larenowitz, but even more important in possession than Jeff is for Atlanta United, he played 90 minutes in France. So you wonder how much he's going to have in the tank on Wednesday, and if he's not there, that's a big adjustment for them.
Jason, I want to talk briefly, and we're going to talk more about this with you. World Cup, 4 years ago, obviously, we were in the group of death, and we you know, we were able to make it to the round of 16. But we don't have a squad this year. Obviously, we don't qualify. And you know, I think the interest level will still be there. But just with us being on the cusp of starting the World Cup action here, what are you thinking about this World Cup? Who's your favorite?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a slower burn this time going into the World Cup without the U.S. in it. It feels like it's the World Cup fever starting to catch on. But it's just a little unclear as to what the big storylines are going to be. You don't really have a group of death this time. You know, and I think that's down to the U.S. not being in it, Italy, the Netherlands, some of those teams that if you put them into it and put them into some of these groups, then you get 3-4 challengers in a group. Right now, it's fairly clear who's going to come out of the group stage, and it's all about the positioning. You know, I look at Spain, I look at Germany as probably the 2 favorites coming in. Brazil looked really good over the weekend in a win over Austria. Argentina's got some problems coming in. They're so reliant on Lionel Messi. You know, can someone else step up for them? Portugal's so reliant on Cristiano Ronaldo. Do they have a second guy who can step up? Germany and Spain feel like the deepest, and it's so hard to repeat as World Cup champion, but I think this German squad might have the best chance to do it.
Mexico, by the way, is in their group F.
And can't Mexico ever catch a break in the World Cup?
Yeah.
They always seem to catch a difficult group, and they've got lots of crazy things going on coming into this. The 2 Dos Santos brothers who play for the LA Galaxy are coming in kind of banged up. Are they going to be able to give you 90 minutes? You really need Jonathan Dos Santos as much as possible. Chicharito, is he going to be able to get the goals for you? Your captain Guardado is coming in banged up. Mm-hmm. Lots of questions about Mexico, and I don't think it's easy for them to get out of the group stage.
Jason, real quick, we got about a minute left with Jason Longshore from Atlanta United Radio right here on the game. Barco, any chance he gets pressed into service for Argentina?
No, there were some rumors that popped up about that, and he could have been called in. Some people think that the preliminary list is binding, and it's not. You can make any changes up to kickoff, but they've already named their change. Enzo Lopez is getting that chance. It would have been a real long shot for Barco to get that opportunity. Next time around, though, in 4 years, I think he'll be in the mix for the Argentine squad at the World Cup, and he's got a U-20 World Cup next year to look forward to that he'll be a big player at for Argentina.
Since we're not in it, I got to adopt a team. Belgium? Tell me Belgium's good.
Belgium's really good.
Yeah.
Belgium's one of those teams that has a ton of talent, but they've never really been there at the end. Can they get over that hump and show that they can win a trophy? I don't know. I need to see something from them first.
All right, Carl, for those interested, you degenerates, Brazil 9-2, Germany 9-2, Spain 13-2, or 6.5-1 right now.
Jason,
that Spanish bet sounds pretty good at that, those odds.
Jason, thank you so much. Wakanda is not in it, guys. I would go with them. Hey, that's Jason Longshore joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline.